Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
On Hot 96.9.
You know how when there's a big movie premiere, like a big Marvel movie or something like that, people line, even though the movie doesn't come out till like Friday or something, people line up. Like on Tuesday, they have a tent. Just can't wait. Dressed up like the creatures. That's basically what it's going to be like now for hair salons because they're reopening this week. And a lot of women don't want to go back to work. They don't want to go out in public until they fix themselves, fix their face, fix their hair, all that stuff. So
let's talk. A lot of stuff to fix.
Yeah, Melissa already has her appointment set.
I do.
For next week. Is it with Rachel, by the way?
Rachel isn't doing my hair, but it is at her salon, yes.
Okay. So it's at the parlor in Framingham, and
yes.
We have Rachel Rubin on.
Hi, Rachel.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Rach.
Hi.
Rachel.
She's so giddy, you can tell.
When's the last...
Oh, my God. I literally, like, skipped into work today. I was frolicking.
Now, you're actually taking an extra week off to get ready, right?
Yeah, I have my leadership team and managers in right now. They just walked in the door, and we're going to just kind of, like, prepare this week, and then next week we open our doors.
Okay, now let me ask you a question. Now, when's the last time that you saw Melissa in person?
Ooh.
Not for a long time. It's been a while.
You might not recognize her when she walks in there next week.
Well, that's okay, because she may not recognize me.
Good! Now I don't feel alone. Perfect.
Your first inclination is going to be to toss change in her cup, but
oh
just don't do it.
Thanks.
Just let her come. Let her come in and fix it. Just fix it.
I don't think I've ever had this much gray hair in my entire life. It's very scary.
I literally think that this experience gave me gray hairs, and my new husband looked at me in the car one day with like sad eyes and was like, "Oh, I just want you to know I still love you even with those gray hairs."
That sounds like Rachel, this sounds like an amazing joke, but your phone keeps cutting out.
Yeah, your phone's cutting out. Is it? Can you go to a better spot?
Can you hear me now?
Yes. I hope so.
Say supercalifragilistic has to be a little just.
Hey.
There it is.
Okay, let's try that.
So what do you got going on? What's your the studio looking like now?
So I've literally just spent $15,000 on COVID proofing the space. Nightmare.
Wow.
Yep. I want it to be the safest around, so we have these plexiglass dividers everywhere. I had these custom blush masks made. It's business nightmare, but I'm trying to do the best I can.
Didn't you install some sort of filtration system or something as well?
Yeah, I ordered this medical grade air filtration system, so it's like what they use in hospitals.
Wow.
Yeah, well, I just wanted people to feel like they can relax, you know, during their appointment.
Yeah. Are you going to take a little time in between clients to, like, clean and sanitize and all that stuff, too?
We do anyways, but yes. So, like, what's different about parlor is a lot of salons will take two clients at once. Mm-hmm. We only take one client at once, which is helpful with that. So we are going to be sanitizing in between the appointments, but also, like, anytime they get up from the chair.
Yeah. Are you doing like restaurants where you have to wait outside until it's time for your appointment, then you get a text or?
Well, so basically, like in our lounge area, we have about 20 couches. It looks like a furniture store. So
oh my God, yes.
Spread out, like all 6 feet apart. But yeah, we're asking clients to wait in their car before their appointment.
It's funny because I actually put on my Instagram story that I can't wait to go back June 1st. And I put, you know, their picture of what their, you know, what her common area looks like. And my brother responded, "You can't wait to go back to Jordan's Furniture?" Because it legit does look like a furniture store. Because she's right. There's a million couches
in
there.
Amazing.
It's so funny.
How long was it when they announced, you know, from when they announced that, you know, beauty parlors and stuff would be open this week to when your phone started blowing up with people trying to make appointments?
Well, I was really lucky because when he had originally said May 18th, the governor, I had said, okay, fine, I'm going to say we're going to open June 1st, which I didn't know if that was going to be real. So we actually got ahead of it and called everyone ourselves. But our phone pretty much broke. That's how many calls we were getting. People are, it's like their number one priority because everyone feels so down on themselves.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. Well, listen, you got to do what you got to do when you finish your first person, or maybe the first week of people, is do like the hospitals. Whenever somebody beats Corona, they line everybody up and play what's the song? Don't Stop Believing.
Yes.
And just clap.
That's like round of applause.
Yeah, it's like, you're back, girl. You're back.
You're back. You're here. I've pictured it like so many times in my head, and I just, because we have an elevator, and I just imagine the elevator open, like women clawing their way out of the elevator. Like with nose hairs and just scary looking.
And June 1st is the first actual day you're going to be open, so I'll be there on the first day.
Oh, you will be? I didn't realize that.
Yes, I'm coming in June 1st.
Next Monday, I pulled a string. I never pull a string. I was like, someone is doing my hair the week before because I know I'm not going to get in.
Okay. Oh, my God.
You're going to have to attach like a hose to like some hair coloring and stuff like that. And as soon as Melissa walks in, just like spray it up.
It's bad.
You know, in those movies when somebody like walks out of those tents and they're like, all right. Just spray me down. I want to make sure there's no virus on me. That's what you got to do to Melissa.
Yes.
Fix her up. I can't wait to see what Melissa looks like next Tuesday.
Well, hopefully I won't be the only one. Hopefully I'll be in there with a lot of women that, you know, need help. So
you are definitely not the only one.
Good.
Beautiful. All right, Rachel, thank you for joining us. The Parlor.
All right, I love you guys.
Thanks,
love
Rachel.
You too.
Love you too.
The Parlor is in Framingham, an incredible, incredible place that I've never been to. But still.
You got to go. It's huge.
I love it. Well, I can't get in now.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.